The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, President Zen One, and we've got a great show for you today. We'll be checking out what's making headlines, and later on, we have a special report, 10 signs that you're fully awake. All right, moving on. So last week, I was at a comedy and podcast festival in Asbury Park, New Jersey. It was put together by Chris Lodondo and the House of Independence Theater House. I went to the 11 a.m. show, which was on the rooftop of the Asbury Park Beer Garden, and I had a great time. While there, I got a chance to promote the podcast. One of those people, Megan A., liked the page on Facebook and sent me some questions, and I want to share some of them with you. So it all started when I saw I had a message on the Black Helicopter News page on Facebook. She sent me a link and asked me if I've seen this and my thoughts on it. It's a story. This is actually on voiceofshadows.com, but it appeared on other locations online as well. It was about Vladimir Putin and Russia is ready to show proof that 9/11 was an inside job. I said, yeah, I've been seeing this for almost a year now. Not sure what's taken him so long to follow through on this. She asked me, what do I think the implications would be if he did? I said, U.S. denial and World War III. To which she replied, oh good, sarcasm, in parentheses. Have you heard anything about the proof he has? I told her, yeah, it's satellite imagery proving it was a controlled demolition using special weapons. She asked me my thoughts on a turmoil in the country due to the shootings and the BL movement, etc. I told her, look, I think the globalists are orchestrating all these false flags to demonize the Second Amendment. That way they can have no resistance when they declare martial law. The globalists like George Soros are using the BLM movement to accelerate a civil war as an excuse to militarize the police. The globalists actually want police to die as pawns so they can create their new world order. They are psychopaths. She says, so you think we could enter another civil war? Do you think there's any coincidence during this happening and Trump running for president? I said, yeah, the new civil war is inevitable unless we can wake up enough people. And I think there is no coincidence. Trump or Hillary Clinton is going to polarize this nation into a civil war. The elite will fly away to their armored redoubts and come back to pick up the pieces once it's over. There was a little bit more, but I'm going to just stop there because we're running out of time. So I want to thank Megan A. for asking me some questions online. All right, moving on. I want to let everyone know that they can get the digital download codes for my last two EPs, Philosopher's Stone and Rorschach Test, right now on Armageddon Records Shop on eBay for just $9.99. Nope. New low price on sale for listeners of the show. Just $6.99. Wow. What are you waiting for? You got to get them. Oh my gosh. And the proceeds from the sales will be funneled into our independent media operation and allow us to expand and reach more and more people. If you don't have the money, though, that's all right. You can also help us out and help our operation by following us on Twitter, all right? At President Zen 1 and Instagram at President Zen 1. Like our Facebook page as well, Black Helicopter News. You can still listen to my music on Reverb Nation. .com/President Zen 1 and download singles if you wanted. In addition, just listening and subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with friends, family, loved ones, this is helping us tremendously. Okay, now back to the news.
Here's what's in the news.
Trust in government is collapsing all around the world. This is in The Atlantic. Ever since the 2008 financial crisis, it's produced widespread suspicion that elites only act in their own interests, not those of the people. The sluggish, unequal recovery from that crisis and the wealthy bouncing back while many others struggle with stagnant incomes has only increased the skepticism. And this is very true, folks. Many people now are really struggling to get by when how many years past this crisis? That's why you see in other countries, they are jailing the bankers. We have to purge the central bankers from this earth. That's the only way we're going to get back. That's the only way the economy is going to recover, because they keep raising prices, printing more money, raising interest rates, devaluing a dollar. There's nothing we can do but purge the central bankers. That's it, because these people aren't fixing the problem. They're recovering. They're getting all this new wealth. It's not trickling down. Next, Buckingham Palace admits Queen Elizabeth is not human. This is on Disclose TV. An internal document acknowledging that Queen Elizabeth is a shape-shifting reptilian was briefly published as a press release on the royal family's official website yesterday before being taken down. It's understood that the press release was a highly classified internal document designed to be released in case of emergency. For example, if the Queen was seen shape-shifting by thousands of people at a public event, and the demand for an explanation became too much to ignore. It says, the Queen and other members of the royal household are different to humans. And the Queen says, in a quote, and I fully expect them to digest this news in a mature and humble fashion. Folks, we are evolving consciously as a mass intelligence. And that's thunder, folks. Nature is agreeing with me. The Queen of England, the royal family, what gives them the right to rule? The only thing that gives them the right to rule is the fact that they understand, they know, they seized power long ago because they were able to be shape-shifting reptilians that used fear, power, and deception to accumulate riches and enslave the United Kingdom. All right, next up, we have a special report.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
10 signs that you're fully awake. This is on collectivelyconscious.net. So, it's obvious to most that there's a, like I say all the time, there is a global awakening happening. As part of my awakening was doing this podcast to help others on their journey to enlightenment. Just like the Mayans predicted many years ago, the apocalypse would become apparent in 2012. But some can reinterpret the apocalypse as an uncovering or revelation of something hidden. So you can debate the Mayan calendar's accuracy all you want. It really doesn't matter, because it can be argued from many different angles. But the bottom line is, the awakening is not an overnight process. It takes time to peel away many layers to get to the core of ultimate truths. And since 2012, my awakening has been accelerating, as well as many others. Now we have people more than ever understanding that the GMOs are poison, that the fluoride is a neurotoxin, that the vaccines have cancer, that these people are poisoning us, the people in charge that we elected to government all across the world. Now that we understand this, how can we determine if we are the people beginning to wake up or not? Well, here's 10 signs you might be fully awake. Number one, you know there's no meaningful difference between major political parties, Democrats and Republicans, for example. It's so easy to get caught up in a left-right paradigm debate that there's no real difference, though, between these parties. They both are pro-war. They both kill. They both poison us. These parties, it's just divisive New World Order garbage. I mean, there's no significant difference between the political parties when it comes to action on the most important issues. Number two, you understand that the Federal Reserve and the central bankers are the engine of our economic problems. Debt slavery, folks, it threatens all of humanity, not some political puppet or Wall Street trader. These are people that control them. a small group of people that have the ability to create wealth out of nothing and charge interest on it. They have the ability to enslave the planet. Number 3, you know that preemptive war is never necessary. When we realize self-defense is the only acceptable form of violence, we become awakened. And to suggest war because someone's different from us may pose a threat in the future, whatever, that's ludicrous. The only people that want war are the people that benefit, the politicians, the defense contractors. Number 4, you know that you're being systematically poisoned, but I say this all the time. The fact remains we're being poisoned. It's likely for the purpose of dumbing us down so as humanity as a whole is easier to control and also to depopulate. And I mean, these are evil people doing this. You may ask, like I mentioned, it's the GMOs, it's the fluoride, it's the vaccines, it's the chemtrails. These people are doing this systematically. When you realize this, you're one step closer to enlightenment. Number 5, you understand government can never legislate morality, nor should they. When you realize the role of government is only to protect liberty and work for the well-being of the citizens, then you've awakened. There should be one simple law for morality: do no harm. It's impossible for the government to enforce morality with guns, cages, and taxes, because those clearly cause severe harm to your liberty and well-being. They're hypocrites, and they use violence, and they have a monopoly on force, and that's not right. Number 6, you know the mainstream media is wholly owned and manipulated by the ruling elite. A dwindling number of people actually believe the establishment media. But it's the new media, the alternative media. This is what's on the rise because the established media is forced mind control. And once you realize that, you're one step closer to being awakened. Number 7, you know your neighbors are not your enemy, even if you have ideological disagreements. This is tough to overcome. Many people want to go to war with their own brothers, with their own neighbors, their own community, because we are becoming a more polarized nation, and we have to give that some attention while we're working on ourselves. We have to accept the viewpoints of other people, and we will all change the world if we all wake up. Number 8, you know the end game is one world control of planet Earth. Like I've been saying, you honestly have to understand the New World Order is. This is what they're planning since day one. And once you understand that, you can truly see through the matrix. Number 9, you recognize there's esoteric powers manipulating the physical world. I don't care if you're religious, spiritual, scientific, or whatever, but there's an invisible force at play. It's hard to prove what it is, but there's something out there, because the elite take their occult rituals dead serious. I'm talking about Bohemian Grove, that manner of things. They wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't true. Washington, D.C. laid out an occult formulations on the schematic of the town is built upon. Hexagons, pentagrams, all that shit. And number 10, power to change the world rests with you and you alone. This is what you got to understand, folks. Be the change you want to see in the world. You can change the world, but you have to change yourself. So, folks, that about wraps up this week's episode. And I hope you learned a lot. And I hope you enjoyed the show. So, signing off, and stay woke, my friends.
This has been a worldwide broadcast. End of transmission.